Today in the community spotlight, it is the health unit once again. Of course, the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit Medical Officer of Health joins us every week. Dr. Lena Lee, welcome back, Dr. Lee.
Always great to be here.
Also joining us today, another frequent visitor, Jennifer Adams, Manager of Clinical Services. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Bob.
We have got a couple of big topics to cover today. We're going to start out by speaking about measles and travel during the March break. So last week, the Chief Public Health Officer urged Canadians to get up to date with their measles vaccine as spring break approaches. So Dr. Lee, maybe you can outline the concerns here.
Yeah, so the concern really has to do with a global surge in measles activity, and we're seeing that really in all sorts of places around the world. At the same time, we are seeing a decline in measles vaccine coverage among school-aged children in Canada as a result of some of the diversion of resources and attention away from routine childhood vaccinations and into COVID-19, especially COVID-19 vaccines. And so this is sort of a almost perfect storm of different situations going on. Incidentally, that's why there's a global surge as well, is because we're certainly not alone in lower vaccine coverage than usual all around the world because of COVID-19. There were disruptions in vaccine coverage. And this leads to a risk of transmission for measles, all around the world, including in Canada. And measles is so infectious that it's really looking for any possible way to, like, once we give an inch, then measles transmission in particular can really surge, and that is exactly what we're seeing. So, the Chief Medical Officer of Health, like you said, had an official statement. There have been six measles cases that we know of across Canada, and some of those individuals have required hospitalization. Most of the cases have involved people who are either unvaccinated or undervaccinated, especially children and those who've traveled internationally. And that's because we don't have measles transmission endogenously within Canada. It really is involved in imported cases from other parts of the world. We ourselves have not had measles cases in the LGL region, but we are prepared for the risk of local cases when people return from travel abroad. And the single most important thing that people can do to prevent measles is really measles vaccine. It is safe and effective. The most critical tool we have for measles prevention. Those who are not vaccinated against measles may be at risk of infection, especially if they travel internationally. Really, the message is twofold. One is there's an increased risk for measles, and the second is we can meet that risk, we can mitigate that risk using the tool of measles vaccination.
So, Jennifer, maybe you can tell us what the health unit is doing to help families in LGL.
Yeah, so as Dr. Lee said, the best protection against measles is the vaccine, and particularly two doses of a measles-containing vaccine, which we know is almost 100% effective in preventing the disease. And so what we are doing in recognizing that we are approaching March break, and lots of families in our area are traveling, planning on traveling internationally, we will be providing four immunization clinics two this week and two next week that are specifically for families with children that are planning to travel within the next 3 to 4 weeks. Appointments will be booked once you speak to a public health nurse to have your immunization records assessed to see if indeed you are not up to date with your vaccination. So if you are a family and you have children that are traveling in the next 3 to 4 weeks and you believe that your family members are not up to date with their vaccines, please give us a call. You can either call us at 1-800-660-5853, extension 2313. You will be required to leave a voice message on that extension, but we will get back to you very quickly. Or you can also send us an email to immunizationnursingsupport, all one word, at healthunit.org. All others are encouraged to contact their healthcare provider to see if they should have any additional measles vaccine. Once we get through these next couple of weeks, we will reassess to see where do we go next with trying to support the community and getting their vaccines up to date.
Before we get back to you, Jennifer, Dr. Lee, maybe you could just briefly tell us a little bit more about measles, because, you know, a lot of us think we know what it is, but we really don't. So maybe you could just sort of enlighten us a little bit.
Yeah, it's one of those things, right, where we know a little bit, but the privilege is that we don't see measles in Canada very much, and so we don't have to know a whole lot. So measles is a virus. It is very highly contagious. It's probably the most contagious pathogen virus for humans that exists, and it can cause severe respiratory infections. It's not something that people get really in Canada. It's not a normal ordinary infection in the way that we think about some other respiratory infections, because we have really good vaccine coverage, and because it causes severe disease potentially, it's really important to prevent. So the symptoms can start with fever, aches and pains, runny nose, a cough, sometimes bronchitis, which is an infection of the airways itself, and it can cause a conjunctivitis, which is to say redness of the eyes, can be fairly substantial redness. It can look like a cold, and then after a few days a characteristic rash comes, which is a reddish blotchy rash that begins actually around the face and head and then spreads down the body to the arms and legs. It can cause eye pain if you're exposed to bright light at that time. It can cause some lesions or rashes in the mouth. The issue is that young children and people who are pregnant in particular are at highest risk for severe health effects, but the severe health effects can occur for other people. This is a illness or infection that is exceedingly rare for people who are vaccinated. Like Jen said, those who've had those two doses of measles vaccine the level of protection of the vaccine is very, very high. And so really that history of travel, that history of not having completed those two doses of vaccine is what gives us the greatest concern if such cases are reported to the health units, and certainly, you know, all the other clinical symptoms we talked about.
All right. Now, Jennifer, what do families do if they suspect they may have contracted measles?
Yeah, so it's really important that they put on a well-fitting medical mask and try and limit contact with others as much as possible, because as Dr. Lee said, this is highly infectious. If you are experiencing symptoms, tell a flight attendant or crew staff before you arrive in Canada, or a border services officer as you enter the country. If you develop symptoms of measles after your return, call your healthcare provider immediately. If you need to be seen in person, the healthcare provider will likely arrange for you to be seen when there's no other patients in the clinic. Again, because of how infectious this virus is, we want to limit that potential contact and further spread in the community. If you don't have a healthcare provider, you can visit the East Region Virtual Care Clinic. And you can look that up online, virtualcareontario.ca, or contact healthcare or Health Connect Ontario at 811. To get more information about measles and vaccinations, please visit our Health Unit website, www.healthunit.org, infectious diseases, and then you can look under childhood diseases, and that's where you will find the information. And we're adding information daily as more info becomes available to us. We're updating our website.
Jennifer, thank you very much. Great information there for sure. And definitely we are going to be posting all this online so that our listeners have that reference there and can get that direct link to the health unit's website. So Jennifer, I say thank you very much. I appreciate your time today. And it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Spotlight on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM.